And Kathy Dawes now, along with Emily Troub and Jennifer Valenga. Hopefully I said that correctly. KSU Theater. We're going to be talking to these ladies. Paige Humphrey not arriving yet, and hopefully still hope to hear from her a little bit later about the Out of the Darkness Suicide Prevention Walk. But Emily and Jennifer are here to talk about KSU Theater. All kinds of exciting things going on, I'm told. And I guess, Emily, do we lead off with you to kind of fill us in?
Absolutely. So we have a show coming up just in a couple of weeks in the Purple Mask Theater, a production of a show called Becky Shaw, and it's about a dysfunctional family, but it's funny, right? Because sometimes you just have to laugh. And then also coming up in a few weeks, we have the opening of our inaugural main stage show, our first main stage show of the season in the Mark A. Chapman Theater, and that is directed by Jennifer, and it's a show called The Arsonists, and she, of course, can talk a lot more about that. But we have so many great productions, not only just in the fall, but throughout the year. Our musical is going to be Into the Woods, so that's in November. Always a favorite. And then we have the dance program as well, and they do their winter dance, and I think that it's going to be really spectacular this year. They're going to use multimedia and all kinds of great stuff. We have a great teacher who was based in Brooklyn, and she's working with the students. So really interesting productions. And I think that Jennifer has a theme, or they're themes that go throughout the season. Is that right?
We always do three plays, one musical, an opera, and two dance concerts. About 4 years ago, we merged into a school of music, theater, and dance, which I think was a really smart thing to do. We had previously been a department of communication studies, theater, and dance, and a department of music. And so then we merged into a school. Now, we've always, in theater, been the producer of these seven productions, two being dance and one being the opera. So it just made really a lot of sense for us to become a school in terms of production and also in terms of education, which of course is our primary mission. So three plays and a musical. It's The Arsonists, which I'm directing and I'll talk about in a moment. Not Without Laughter, which is in the spring. That is based on a Langston Hughes novel that's been turned into a musical for young audiences. And then She Kills Monsters, which is about a female warrior. So we're really excited about that one in the spring. Mixed in between is Into the Woods is our musical. And the opera, which is called Speed Dating Tonight. So that's kind of a contemporary opera that will be in Mark A. Chapman Theater in Nichols Hall. And again, as Emily mentioned, two dance concerts. One is Winter Dance and the other is Spring Dance in the spring. And then in the Purple Mask Theater, which is in West Memorial Stadium, that's a new space, not a new theater, but a new venue for us. In fact, we are having a dedication to the Purple Mask lobby tomorrow evening at 5:30. We've got a brand new upgraded lobby, thanks to Sandy Chasten, who's one of our big donors. But we have student productions in there. Occasionally, we do a main stage production in that space, but it's primarily a laboratory for students to direct and design, and all student-run productions, and so audiences are welcome to come out and see those students at their beginning.
Emily, I'm sensing kind of a rejuvenation, sort of excitement, you know, with some of the changes now. And, you know, there's just all sorts of things going on in the combined effort. Really, it makes a lot of sense, really.
Absolutely. And in addition to the work that was done in the Purple Mask in the lobby, we also did a lot of work over the summer to the Chapman Theater. And so it looks fantastic, first of all. Just looks great. But also the sound system and just some different upgrades. And so the experience of going to a production there, I think, is going to be really great. And the seats are now purple. So we're showing our Wildcat pride, and they're very comfortable.
I was going to say, and comfortable.
Very
comfortable. We got a complaint
seats
before about uncomfortable seats, and they feel really good now. They're sort of like memory foam.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, I guess we can get back. You'd mentioned The Arsonists, and it sounds like you're very involved with that particular production. Jennifer, if you want to share a bit more with us.
Yeah, so The Arsonist is originally a German play by Max Frisch that's been translated by the British playwright Alistair Beaton. And it is really a parable about what what we sometimes do to invite the thing that destroys us into our lives. So the story is really about a middle-class businessman who somehow stumbles upon this man who's homeless, who ends up being an arsonist, invites this arsonist into his home and somehow can't quite get rid of him. He can't find a way to say no, so he invites him in, and ultimately, I'm not giving anything away, really, is he and this other, in my version, a woman, but originally a man, they burn down his house. So he invites them in, he can't quite tell them to go away, and they burn down his house. So again, it's the playwright says it's a moral without a moral, but it's done in a very fun, sort of absurdist comedy way. And it ties into, I think I didn't say before, our themes this season are identity, community, and responsibility. And every one of the plays that we're doing this season has some one of those themes running through it. And I think with The Arsonist, it's really about community and responsibility. And it's a way to kind of look at what we do or what we don't do and laugh at it and then go away and reflect, which is, I think, is a lot of times what we do in theater, is ask audiences to enjoy but also reflect on their own lives.
And, you know, that's a good point too, Emily, because a lot of times when we think theater, we think just something to forget things for a little while, go and just forget our troubles and go. But it's often good when you come away with something too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's, I think, can be one of the main focuses of theater, and definitely one of the benefits of the arts in general, is that they kind of tap into maybe parts of our brain or parts of our memory that we don't think about a whole bunch. And it gives us an opportunity maybe to change perspective or see something from a different perspective, or process something, or you know, revisit a time or what have you. And this, the play of The Arsonist, is interesting. It's an old play, and I studied it in college. When I studied in college, it was called The Firebugs, and it was really a hot, you know, ticket in the 50s in Germany. And but it's this translation is a kind of a newer, and it's a fresher translation of the material. And in fact, it was done in London with Benedict Cumberbatch. So,
yeah, in 2012.
Yeah. So it's kind of a cool piece, for sure.
You know, it's interesting as you're talking, because a lot of times we don't realize, just had the gals in from the DAR, how rich our history of our country is. But theater also has its own history, as you just pointed out. I mean, you have a lot of these that are older but continue to be brought back, and maybe different feels or spins to them depending on what's going on in the current times. I'd never really thought of that before.
Absolutely. Thousands of years of history. Yeah,
and I wouldn't, yeah, we say the oldest profession, which gets a chuckle, but really the oldest profession. I would say our season is not particularly political, but I would say that the political situation definitely informed our decisions about the plays we decided to put on this season. We also have always in our minds what genres we'll produce over a four-year sequence, so that our students get an opportunity to see the kinds of things that they'll be asked to participate in if they make it their career.
Well, let's go ahead and take a break. It's now 9:44, and I know we'll continue with these two gals. I don't think we've heard from Paige yet, so we'll just continue to talk with Emily Troob and Jennifer Valenga, KSU Theater. I know lots more we can probably get into, and maybe more specifically on some of the other productions and number of students you have involved, that kind of thing. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.